Farnsworth, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales. December 20th, 1896. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, I've had the enclosed written and ready to go last mail, but was very sick. November. I'm sorry it did not go in the last boat, but until yesterday I thought it had gone. Well, I've had a very severe sickness, and have taken but two meals at the table since I returned to this place, November 25th. My birthday was passed in complete exhaustion. Oh, the tired head, the pain in stomach and bowels. Commenced from 12 to 1 o'clock, and lasted until 4 o'clock. Bloody flux set in, and I suffered excruciating agony. I was relieved by using pulverized charcoal. The inflammation soon left me after taking this quite freely. Charcoal, sometimes a large spoonful dry and then moistening it with water. My experience is, it kills inflammation quickly. The peaches, the few left on the tree, were delicious. The nectarines, the best I have ever eaten. The peaches left on the tree were saved for me. They were fresh and would just melt in my mouth. The branches of the apricots are growing still, fast. The spring corn from that one kernel reaches nearly 11 feet, and still it is climbing, I think. This ground will bear anything. I shall try to get from some quarter the best of currant bushes, the best quality of strawberries and gooseberries. Those, I think, can be obtained in Tasmania. Please remember, we are very pleased to hear from you any time you can write. I have not slept since 2 o'clock. I must lay down my pen. 11 o'clock a.m. Brother Connell has brought in a gathering of sweet corn for the noon meal, cucumbers nearly a foot long, and a few small tomatoes. I wish you could both spend some time in my home. I am glad you are pleased with my home. I cannot build a home for Brother James to occupy with his family. I cannot possibly do this. To build a home for Willie is the best I can do. I must do this when I can, hire the money to do it. He will sell his home in America if he can. We must fix a place for his family. He may be absent 1 year. I think of you all. I would be so pleased to visit in the family of Dr. Caro, who has ever treated me with respect. Sister Caro is my best and dearest sister. We are united in heart, and there has not, to my knowledge, been even one thing that has been unpleasant in our relationship. I want to thank Dr. Caro that, while he was not one with us in the faith, he was always kind and made my visits agreeable. If I could be with them all once more and visit with them, I should feel something like an eager friend to tell of the mercy and love and tenderness of my Heavenly Father. All physical suffering draws me closer to my Saviour, and He is very precious to me. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, be sure you receive the golden oil emptied from the heavenly messengers into the golden bowl to flow forth in golden rays of light to communicate to all you shall visit. Oh, I must have Jesus, precious Jesus. Without me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. With Christ we can do all things. Praise his holy name. Let us praise him and make melody to God in our hearts. Be cheerful, of good courage, hopeful, joyous, and yet go weighted with the word, which is the bread of life, to bear to hungry, thirsting souls. We all need much more faith, much firmer trust, dependence upon him who is back of the promise. Carry sunlight with you wherever you go. Lift him up, the man of Calvary, higher and still higher, and let your message be, Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. In love.